David Bevan on 891 AM, Digital Radio and the ABC Listen app.
Simon Birmingham, we wouldn't be in this situation if your government had handled the vaccination program better.
David, I think listeners and Australians are mature enough to know there have been many uncertainties along the way. We had 3.4 million doses expected to arrive from Europe at the start of the year that didn't turn up. We've had the changes in Ataki's advice in relation to AstraZeneca. They've all been curveballs we've had to deal with. We take responsibility for getting on and fixing that. That's why we've now got to a situation where we're seeing record numbers of doses being administered. More than 12.4 million doses have been administered to date. Around 41% of the entire over 16 population of Australia have now had a first dose. People are turning out in record numbers each and every day. And if you look at the age cohort who were first eligible, the over 70s, they're actually at nearly 80% who've had a first dose, which shows just how strong the demand of Australians is. And thankfully, we're seeing supply step up routinely now, distribution points increase, and this is a rollout that has momentum.
There must be a point, Simon Birmingham, where you and your cabinet colleagues sit around with the Prime Minister. I'm not asking you to breach cabinet confidentiality. Let's pretend you're in a pub doing this. And you say to each other, well, how do you think we're going? Because if you don't know where you're at, you don't know where you need to get to. So do you sit around and saying, yeah, we've done a great job?
No, David, we don't sit around and pat ourselves on the back. We sit around and say, there have been problems. Issues have come up that we couldn't foresee, but that we've had to respond to, and we need to make adjustments as necessary to overcome those issues. That's what we talk about, and we focus on getting the job done for Australians. And we're incredibly grateful to the millions of Australians who've turned out to date, to the millions of Australians who've made bookings, to the millions more who want to make bookings when eligibility rules change over the coming months. You know, our focus is on making sure we give Australians that opportunity. We have confidence that they will come out and get vaccinated. If the over 70s are willing to do it to the tune of 80%, I have confidence that younger Australians care just as much about their health, the health of their loved ones, the health of the rest of the community. And that's the number one incentive that is there for people to get vaccinated. It can save your life, it can save the life of your loved ones, and it can save the lives of fellow Australians. And whether it's AstraZeneca, whether it's Pfizer, whether it's Moderna, you know, they reduce the rate of death by around 90%. That's the incentive, and that's what Australians are responding to in droves.
Mark Butler, a lot of people on the text line saying, no, look, you shouldn't be handing out money. People should just do it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I mean, that would be great. And I've heard the government say the fact that it protects you and your community is incentive enough to do it. But the reality is, and we've seen this across the world, you can get up to a certain percentage of the population relatively easily vaccinated when you fix supply, and this government's got to fix their supply arrangements. But getting that extra 10 or 20% is hard yakka. And we can't waste time. We're already well behind the rest of the world. This is a race, and we think this is a positive contribution to making sure we get this done as quickly as possible. And across the world, they're looking at these ideas.
So how would it work?
So $300 would be paid to everyone who had been fully vaccinated by December. So people who have been vaccinated over the last few months, like Rose and Susan and others who've done the right thing because they were eligible, they went out and got vaccinated, they wouldn't be disadvantaged. They would be paid. But also those people who research, only out again this morning, show are thinking about getting vaccinated but don't feel in a rush, think they want to wait back and see. We want them to go out and get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Well, is it possible that you've muddied the waters? Because some people might be thinking, oh, hang on, I heard on the radio there's a guy who wants to hand out $300 and I'm going to wait until that scheme's been put in place before I get vaccinated.
I would like nothing more than the Prime Minister this afternoon in Parliament to stand up and agree with this. I mean, this is what we did with JobKeeper. We proposed a wage subsidy program. He originally said it was a dangerous idea and then came around. And so we ended up with JobKeeper that served the country very well. That's what I hope happens with this program. We get to a position where as soon as possible, we have the Australians vaccinated. And we end this lockdown after lockdown that is costing the economy billions and billions of dollars and causing enormous hardship. Children not able to go to school, workers not able to go to work, enormous mental distress. It will be an economic stimulus at a time when the economy has started to dip potentially back into a second recession.
One criticism of this plan is that you're increasing people's perception of risk. If you have to pay someone, it might not be just intrinsically good for them, a good thing for them to do.
Well, look, there's a bunch of different research out about these sorts of programs. They've been researched for many, many years in different contexts. And there is some research that says a lottery is better. There's some research that I know the government's promoting that says, you know, you don't need to push incentives. People will do it just because it's the right thing to do. We've looked at research that shows these sorts of incentives work. It's why Joe Biden is pushing this sort of program in the US. They've already got a very strong vaccination rate, way ahead of where Australia is, but they're finding it difficult to get that extra 10 or 20% that they need to get really strong levels of herd immunity.
Simon Birmingham, you're not going to go down this path. The Prime Minister's not going to get up in Parliament today and say, I've had an epiphany, Anthony Albanese's had a great idea, in bipartisanship, I will adopt this. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, David, because the evidence shows that that this is unlikely to be effective or to work. Indeed, as you posed to Mark Butler, there's plenty of evidence that suggests it can send the wrong types of signals and that this is a reckless act by Labor. It shows they've learned nothing from their cash splashes of the past, when you go back to the global financial crisis and checks were sent to dead people and all of those sorts of things. What we will focus on here is making sure that the supply keeps turning up in the record volumes we're getting, that the distribution outlets open up in record numbers, so that Australians who are already turning out in record numbers to get vaccinated continue to do so. We think Australians are bigger and better than this ploy from the Labor Party. We can see already in the behaviour of Australians that they understand the benefits of being vaccinated are about protecting them, protecting their families, protecting all Australians, and that, frankly, this is a bit of desperate attention grabbing from Labor and an unfortunate distraction from the main game, which is to educate, raise awareness, whilst we make sure that that availability of vaccine supplies continues to grow to give everybody, every Australian, that opportunity this year.